There you go. There you go. Launching the podcast as always.
Here we are.
Several segments we have to get through.
After week two. All right. Hey, I wonder what Dale Spook Grossman. He's in first place, right?
He is.
With Javi Bonero.
That's right. Let's
give that son of a bitch a call and see if he answers. Oh yeah, I gotta hit the speaker, huh? Yeah, these fucking phones. All right.
There it is. One ringy dingy.
Dale! You're on the podcast.
Podcast time.
Podcast time. Congratulations for tying Javi Bonero.
Oh, I did, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're in first place, sir.
Oh, hey, Ray.
Have you ever been in first before?
I don't think so.
There you go.
There we are.
You and Javi Bonero.
That's great.
So tell me, Dale, why did you pick the Giants?
Why did I pick the Giants? Because they're a great team.
Good answer.
Dale, why did you pick the Packers?
Well, the Packers are my team.
Blind loyalty. All right, we'll go with that.
Loyalty is right.
Ah.
The reason I didn't take the Jets because Karen is not available right now.
It's Karen. Or Karen. I guess
it's,
you knew.
It's not suiting up again all year is what it is.
Did you know him as Aaron?
He's coming back. He might be coming back for a full season, he says.
All right, you're taking up too much of our time. Hey, Kamish, why did you pick the New England Patriots?
Why did I pick the Patriots?
Stay with us, Dale.
That was a home team pick. Their home team.
A home team pick. All right.
Lou, why did you pick the Washington Commanders?
Because, you know what? 14-3 isn't going to be a bad year for the Commanders.
All right.
Just as the Giants are on their way to 16-1.
There you go. What's your prediction, Dale, for the Packers?
Packers could be 11-6.
Oh, you're getting them 6 losses. Some fan you are. So anyway.
I'm getting 6 losses.
So, and then I always have to, well, we can ask the origins of this. Lou, why do you pick the Jaguars every week?
The Jags? One year, it's going to be their year. And this, you know, my surprise pick, Cincinnati, is failing. So, yes, it's all we're going to be on the Jags bandwagon.
And the Jags, the record of the Jags will be?
Oh, my God. Let's go with 7 wins this year
seven
on the Jags.
7 wins. What were you saying, Dale?
I said, what's up with Cincinnati? They suck. They got the new quarterback that makes the most money out there.
I have no idea what he said.
He said, more money, more money, more money. Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
Do you know who the hell John Massino is?
I have no clue.
What's his name? What's his moniker in the pick'em?
Mr. Casino.
Yeah. Any idea who Mr. Casino is?
No, I don't.
All right. Kamesh?
I know him as I nicknamed him Mr. Casino.
All right, so, hey, Mr. Casino, Bert, who the hell are you?
That's our new segment every week, ladies and gentlemen. So how are you spending your day so far, Dale?
Who cares?
I am mowing my grass fast as I can.
All right. Sir.
And on that note, see you later, Dale.
Good luck. All right. I think we've run out of segments. Yes, so.
All right, let's finish this bowl and have an outstanding week.
And go, Bears!
This is a commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Jaguars Jagoffs. If you need a Jagoff, see Lou at the Sovereign 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Jag. Frank.
Yeah.